بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب ملاطفة اليتيم والبنات وسائر الضعفة والمساكين والمنكسرين والإحسان إليهم والشفقة عليهم والتواضع معهم وخفض الجناح لهم. الحمد لله. The 33rd chapter, very similar to the chapter that has preceded this chapter. This chapter, the hadith and verses of Quran will be discussed regarding showing compassion to the yatim, the orphan child, and towards the daughters, and the weak, the destitute, the broken-hearted ones, showing love, compassion towards them, being humble towards them. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah says, and lower your wings for the believers. Allah used the word جَنَاحَكَ. جَنَاحَكَ generally we use for birds that they have wings. When a bird is coming down, when it is descending, then it will close its wings. It will bring its wings to the side, as though the bird is humbling itself to come down. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that we should humble ourselves to the believers. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعَدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very strongly commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this verse, and we see the hadith that follows similar or regarding this verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ. The word sabr is used, that restrain yourself and sit down with those who supplicate to their sustainer morning and evening. In other words, there were some sahaba who were supplicating, making the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning and evening. Rasulullah s.a.w. is commanded to sit with them and restrain himself to sit with them. يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ, because these sahaba are seeking Allah's pleasure. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ, do not divert your attention from them. تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, with the intention of acquiring the adornment of this worldly life. Rasulullah ﷺ had no love for this world at all. Rasulullah ﷺ was always desirous of every single person embracing iman. Inshallah, we will see this hadith and then we'll understand this verse. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Allah says, as for the yatim, the orphan, do not be harsh upon the orphan. Many of us may have some encounter with an orphan. Perhaps somebody is looking after some orphan, some yatim. Then one has to be very kind and soft towards the yatim. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلِ, and as for the person who is begging, then do not drive the beggar away. Do not sway him, do not reproach him, do not scold him. If you do not want to give the beggar anything, then you can refuse. But you have no right to now shout and rebuke him. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ. Allah says, have you not seen the one who denies deen? فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُّ الْيَتِيمِ. So the one who denies deen or the one who denies the day of Qiyamah, both have been mentioned regarding the word deen here. So have you seen the one who has denied the day of Qiyamah? He does not believe in Qiyamah. Who is that person? One of his qualities is فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُّ الْيَتِيمِ. He chases away, he drives away the yatim. Yatim ko dhakka deta hai. وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. And he does not even encourage people to feed the poor. Himself he doesn't feed, but he doesn't even encourage others to feed the miskin. وَعَنْ سَعَدِ بْنِ أَبِي وَقَاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ قَالَ كُنَّا مَعَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ سِتَّةَ نَفَرٍ. سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه says, we were six people sitting with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال المشركون للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The mushrikeen then come and they say to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, اطرد هؤلاء لا يجترئون عليها. They drive away these people, get rid of these people, so they do not have courage against us. If we have to sit with these poor people, then they'll become very, very brave, and then they will treat us as their friends and companions, but we are more superior to them. So if you want us to sit by you, you must drive these poor people away. This is the hadith. This is the incident. وَكُنْتُ أَنَا وَابْنُ مَسْعُودٍ وَرَجُلٌ مِّنْ هُذَيْلٍ وَبِلَالٌ وَرَجُلَانِ لَسْتُ أُسَمِّيهِمَا. He says, I and Ibn Mas'ud, and two men from the Hudayl tribe, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, and two others who I'm not mentioning, we were sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَوَقَعَ فِي نَفْسِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ سَلَمْ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَن يَقَعَ فَحَدَّثَ نَفْسُهُ.
So that which Allah desired that comes into the heart of Rasulullah. In other words, he began contemplating and seeing to their request that perhaps I will accept their, accede to their request and move away these Sahaba, and they will understand they got a strong iman. They won't feel so bad, and I can always cover up and speak to them later on because they understand my feeling that I need these mushrikeen now to embrace Islam. This was the purpose of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he just contemplated. He didn't say anything. These thoughts came that for a little while, let me send these Sahaba away, Bilal radiallahu anhu, Hudhayl, the people from the one or two people who came from Banu Hudhayl tribe, and these downtrodden Sahaba, these weak ones, let me just send them away for a little while and let me sit with these mushrikeen so that I can explain to them Islam, and if they embrace Islam, so many people embrace Islam. This was the feeling of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want Rasulullah to chase these poor Sahaba away. فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى Allah Ta'ala then sent out the verse that we mentioned, وَلَا تَطْرُدِ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ These Sahaba are seeking Allah's pleasure. So even though they may be weak, and they may not have that status as these mushrikeen, do not chase them away. Do not divert your attention away from them. وَعَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَعَنْ أَبِي هُبَيْرَةَ عَائِدِ بْنِ عَمْرٍ الْمُزَنِي وَهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْعَةِ الرِّضْوَانِ This Sahabi from the Bay'atul Ridwan, those Sahaba who pledged allegiance to Rasulullah SAW under the tree when they went to Makkah, they were not allowed to go and perform Umrah. Nabi Kareem SAW had sent Uthman RA to go and see, and let's speak to the mushrikeen. Just give us a chance, just make Umrah and we go back. And Uthman RA went, they had told him, that why don't you just make tawaf and you make umrah and you can go. Don't worry about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, impossible. I will never make my umrah in the absence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the meantime, a rumor spread and that reached Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was false that they have killed Uthman. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam obviously became perturbed, and then he took out his hand and all the Sahaba pledged allegiance to him. Bay'atul Ridwan. It's a long incident. Inshallah, we will explain some time. If Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Nonetheless, this Sahabi, Abu Hubayra. He says, أن أبا سفيان أتى على رسول على سلمان وسهيب وبلال. So Salman رضي الله عنه الفارسي, Suhaib رضي الله عنه from Rome, Bilal رضي الله عنه from Abyssinia. These were all foreign Sahaba. They were poor. They didn't have family members. They were sitting in a group of Sahaba, and Abu Sufyan at that time was not a Muslim. So when he came, فقالوا these Sahaba began to say, ما أخذت سيوف الله من عدو الله ما أخذها. The swords of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not yet got the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, referring to Abu Sufyan. So this was in Medina Munawwara, and these Sahaba, when they saw Abu Sufyan, he had come there. So this is the swords of Allah has not taken their due right from the enemy of Allah. فَقَالَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ Abu Bakr tells, رضي الله عنه, tells him, أَتَقُرُونَ هَذَا لِشَيْخِ قُرِيشٍ وَسَيِّدٍ Are you making such statement against the leader of the Quraysh? You know, he's a big person. He's a prominent person. You shouldn't be saying that. فَأَتَى النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَأَخْبَرُهُ Abu Bakr goes to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and he informs Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, see what these Sahaba said about Abu Sufyan, the leader of the Quraysh, that their swords, the swords of Allah, has not yet got their due right from this enemy. فَقَالَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ نَبِيَّ كَرِيمٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم, says Abu Bakr. Abu, who was Abu Bakr? The bosom friend of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nabiya Kareem loved Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى. He said, he was with me in the cave, in the ghar, and he will be with me in Jannah. This is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi Kareem said, لَعَلَّكَ أَغْضَبْتَهُمْ Oh Abu Bakr, by you reproaching them, perhaps you must have angered these Sahaba. You may have displeased them. لَإِن كُنْتَ أَغْضَبْتَهُمْ If you have displeased them at this moment now, أَغْضَبْتَ رَبَّكَ Then you have displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You made Allah angry. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala immediately goes to them. فَأَتَاهُمْ فَقَالَ يَا إِخْوَتَا Oh my beloved brothers, أَغْضَبْتُكُمْ Have I made you angry? قَالُوا لَا No, never. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكْ May Allah forgive you. يَا أُخَيَّ Oh beloved brother. رواه مسلم. So the point here is that they had harbored no ill feelings, even though Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala reproached them that they shouldn't have said that to the leader of the Quraysh. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not divert his attention from these weak Sahaba. And even though they said that the swords of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not got its due right from the enemy of Allah, because Abu Sufyan was an enemy at that time of the Muslims. And so they said that this man is still living. He should have been gone already. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu reproached them for saying that. But even the fact that they said this against this Abu Sufyan, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not want any person to reproach them for that. Perhaps it will displease them and anger them. And if these people who are, these poor Sahaba, if they were angered, then Allah will become naraz. And therefore Rasulullah tells Abu Bakr, perhaps you anger them. But immediately, look at Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. You and I, we see something, and no, I was right. Why should I go and ask him for maaf? Why should I tell him anything? Why should I apologize? He's the one who should come to me. He did the wrong. But Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, no matter how high he was, and what position he had, he goes running to the Sahaba, have I angered you, have I angered you? He say, no. And again, they also embraced him, they forgave him. Or they said, you have not angered us, you have not done anything wrong. May Allah forgive you, may Allah have mercy upon you. Ya ukhayya, oh beloved brother. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal to understand that we have to be kind to those who are weak, and especially to daughters we have, because they don't have that physical strength. And even those who are munkasireen, those who are weak and feeble, may Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah.